This is the first hour of resurrection celebration. You guys are cold? Hot? Do you want me to turn the air conditioning on? Turn it down? There's always smarter than in the crowd. Would you raise your hand if you don't have a Bible? Don't sit there unless you measure the entire Bible, please. Raise your hand. All right, good. Keep your hands up. This is the church where we use the Bible. We just don't carry that thing for the fun of it. All right, anyone else? There we go. All right. I'll try to make it short. Okay, Jesus is risen. That's enough, right? Okay, that's it. Bye, guys. Is that short enough? All right. Resurrection Day is known as Easter. It's a lot of people think that fuzzy bunnies and a basket full of chocolate and eggs. But the real truth about the resurrection celebration is not about bunnies, but it's not about colored eggs. But it's all about Jesus who died for us, for our sin, so that we may be clean and wiped out white as snow. It's about Jesus. It's not about bunny. Some of you might be agnostic. And some people might say, what is agnostic? Is that a part of the eggnog? No, it's not eggnog. Agnostic, some people believe, well, there might be God. If I see him, I'll believe him. That can be your belief. Or some people might say, well, I'm a religious man because I was born in America. Or you might even say, I'm a Christian, because I went to church a couple times a year. Oh, that's good enough, don't you think? Oh, I've been baptized, or I was confirmed. I was a member of such and such a denomination. Or I was a cousin of my friend who is a deacon of the church. Let me make this very clear from the beginning. God is not impressed with what kind of credentials we have, or God is not impressed with what kinds of things we have. But God is impressed with if we have a Jesus in our heart or not. That's the bottom line. Before we go any further, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. His death and resurrection seems like an awful thing for God to go through for a human. But because you loved us so much that you gave us an only begotten Son. So show us your truth about the resurrection. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. According to the book of Genesis, the first book of our Bible, Adam and Eve sinned against God by disobeying him, eating the fruit that is forbidden. Eating fruit is not wrong. But that was they were told not to eat that fruit. And they were disobedient in their heart. That caused the sinful nature of human. That was the beginning. From then, everyone has a sinful nature with birth. If you don't believe me, try this. You have to teach your children how to lie. But they do know how to lie, don't they? Don't look at me like you've done that before, right? You lied before. If you have lied before, you and I need to talk because you just lied now. So, we were born with a sinful nature, then God is a holy God and righteous God. He will not accept our good behavior, good work, for us to get into the kingdom of God. The admission ticket is not by our good work or good behavior or good social status or rich, but had to have that name Jesus on that gate. Otherwise, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. See, animal sacrifice was the start of from the book of Genesis. He covered Adam with the animal skin. That's the start of the animal sacrifice. But that covered. I didn't say it washed away. From then, it was nothing more than covering until Jesus came, who was a man without sin. We couldn't cover our sin with another human or another animal. They've done it, but they couldn't wipe away. So the only way they could do it is God himself taking a form of human, and without sin, he makes perfect sacrifice. Because of that, we can come to the presence of God, holy and righteous, because of Jesus Christ, because of what we have done. He paid the ransom that the debt we could not pay. He wiped all our slate clean. What's the reason for the resurrection? What is the reason for the death? What I just explained. What is the reason for the resurrection? Now, if that person, Jesus, died for sin, and he never risen from the dead, then it stops there. There's no redemption. There's no end of it. We just have a dead God, bottom line. Now, when you, I don't know if you can find the Muhammad's grave, or the Buddha's grave, or any religious leader's grave, you will be able to find their DNA. But if we can find Jesus' grave, there won't be anything, because his tomb is empty, because he's risen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 17. The importance of the resurrection is extremely big. Verse 17 says, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile and you are still in your sin. He had to finish his work. Not just die for us, but he had to rise from that. Why? Because death is our final enemy. He had to overcome death. See, Pharisees tried to kill Jesus. He crucified him. They succeeded. And they didn't want to take a chance because this young Messiah, young carpenter from the Nazareth, said he will rise again. And if that happened, it will be worse than before this. So they knew that. They didn't want to take a chance. So they want to make sure that he doesn't come alive from the tomb. So they sealed the tomb and the Roman guard in the front. But on Sunday morning, that's why, we celebrate Sunday as our, you know, worship day. If this young Messiah is gone, it will be a lot of trouble. So Sunday morning, when they checked it out, the stone rolled away, the tomb is empty. God didn't roll away that stone so that Jesus would come out, but the true seeker can get in. If you're a true seeker, God will help you. If you're a scoffer, God will reject you. There's a difference. If you truly seek his way, if you're truly looking for the truth, it will be found by you. And God is near you. But if you look for the way to harass God, you're taking the wrong side. The silence of Pharisee was absolutely eloquent and enough evidence for us. Because they had a body. If they could produce the body, resurrection would stop. It won't be a Christianity. Because whole Christianity is based on death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. While the disciple was chickening out in the upper room, let's go to the hen house since everybody's chickening out. The disciple was scared to death. And while they were scared, the fact happened. Jesus is risen. And two women is the first witness to see that. I'm going to make it very clear to you again. No one can go to heaven unless you receive Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. I cannot make any clearer than that. Turn your Bible with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy is right before what? 2 Timothy. Very good. You guys are so smart. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 3, chapter 2, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable and acceptable God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and man Christ Jesus, who gave himself and ransomed for all. And another portion of Jesus, the Bible says there is no other name under the heaven or on earth to be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. It's clear throughout the Bible. our work and good behavior, our treatment won't do anything in the presence of God. Because, let's make this example. Some of you guys know the, how wide the Grand Canyon is. Do you know how wide some of the area is? 2 miles wide and mile deep. They're 2 miles wide. Let's say this guy is a big guy, and he can jump about 50 feet. I don't know if he can jump 50 feet or not. Let's say I can jump 30 feet. So I boasted I can jump 30 feet, and he said I can jump 50 feet. But does it matter if it's 2 miles? Really doesn't matter. Because our effort falls short. That's what the Word of God says again in Romans. We all fall short of the glory of God. And the sin we have is a death. The wage of sin is a death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So, it doesn't matter how, what kind of good behavior we have, we still go to hell. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke, chapter 23. Luke is the third book from the New Testament, right before John, chapter 3, verse 40. But the other answering, this is seen on the cross of Golgotha here, and there's a three cross. One in the middle is Jesus, another one on the right is thief, and on the left is another thief. Bible says, but the other, answering, rebuked him, saying that, do you not even fear God, seeing you are on the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deed. But this man has done nothing wrong. He said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let's picture this. On the Calvary Hill, Golgotha Hill, there's a three cross, as I said before. One in the middle, Jesus holding on. On the one side, one thief. The other side, another thief. At the beginning, they mocked at Jesus. And for whatever reason, this one thief realized it's not the same kind of criminal he had. So he, by faith, he said to him, remember me when you go into your kingdom. And he didn't say if. So one die, one is dying to his sin, and he will be risen as a saint. And another man is dying for his sin, dying because of his sin, and he will be damned in hell. One in the middle is dying for other two sin. Ladies and gentlemen, the world can be, the people in the world can be divided into two sections, just like these two thieves. One died to sin and become a savior, become a saint. And another one dying in sin and will never be saved. Some of you might say that, well, that's you might what you believe, but I believe the other way. I'm going to ask you a simple question. What is 2 plus 2? 2 plus 2. Did you guys go to school? You guys went to school? Come on, Amy. What's 2 plus 4? If I said, I really believe there is a 4.5, what kind of score would I get? Big F. Flunk. In other words, it doesn't matter what I believe. The fact remains as a fact. Fact is exclusive. It does not negotiate. The fact is that Jesus Christ is God, and there is no other way to get to heaven other than through Jesus Christ. You can believe whatever you want to believe. It does not negotiate. Bottom line, in the end, you will find one way if you don't believe Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Aren't you glad? You might say, you don't know what I've done. You know what? I want to know what you've done. But Jesus' hands are long enough to embrace you. Do you know anyone who loves you enough to die for you? I do. He died for me, and he died for you. There is not a sin that he cannot embrace and wipe away, and there is no place that he cannot reach. We are serving mighty God and awesome God as we sing. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. A lot of people in this chapel, sorry, have been praying for today. We hope that nobody walk away from this place without knowing Jesus as a Savior and Lord. Because Jesus declares, I am the way and the truth and the life, and come unto the Father but by me. In other words, there's no plan B, no other way. In a moment, I'm going to offer you the invitation from God. But think through. There was a British lawyer who once demolished the Christianity with his logic. So he started research. He realized that the only thing he had to demolish is death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Within a few years, when he finished the research, and he wrote a book, and he said in preface, I started as a heathen to demolish the Christianity. Now I became a believer. Remember what I said? The stone didn't roll away for the Jesus to come out. Stone rolled away for true seeker to come in. If you're looking for Jesus, if you're looking for a true God, He is waiting for you. Remember, Revelation says, if you knock, I'm knocking, standing at the door and knock. If anyone answers the door, then I'll come in and serve with him. You simply invite him into your life. Let's stand up and we pray. I know your heart, but God knows. It's not all, as I said, it's not about what you can do, but it's what you have done, what Jesus has done. Other religions say, do this. But Christianity, Jesus said, done. Just follow me. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm going to ask you this. It takes a real man, a real woman to say yes to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, I'd like to invite you to Jesus. And it will be my privilege to introduce him to you. Raise your hand. Okay. Some of you may back living because you were enticed by the worldly desires. You walked away from God. And if you haven't walked with Christ for a long time, raise your hand. It's time to come back. All right, God bless you. I want you to read after me, please, all of you. Heavenly Father, confess that I walked away from you. Please forgive me for my sins. Please receive me. Wash away all my sins. Help me be rooted and grounded in your word, so I may never depart from you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome back to the family of God.